Blog Talk Radio.
You all right, Mom?
For all of his benefits,
entry and exit tones are off.
Great. His name is greatly to be praised. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We give glory to the Most High God. We thank and we praise the name of the Lord tonight. We honor the name of the Lord tonight for his greatness, for his greatness, his greatness. And we just want you to come on in and just let's lift his name up. Just lift him up tonight. I just feel like praising him just for a minute or two. Just praise him just for a minute. Whoa. Just tell him thank you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We give honor tonight. We give honor tonight to the name of the Lord. We glorify his most holy and righteous name. We thank and we praise God for Jesus Christ. We thank and praise God for he loves us so much that he gave us heaven's best. He gave us heaven's best. That if we only but believe in the name of the Lord, we don't have to perish, but we can be saved, saints. We can be saved tonight. We honor the Lord. And we give great honor to the visionary minister, Annette Bradley. We praise God for her tonight. We magnify the name of the Lord for the work that she's doing in the earth. We praise God for the work he has laid charge to her hand tonight. The name of the Lord that he placed this vision upon her head, in her heart and in her spirit. For such a time as these that we're living in. And when the pandemic first started, is that God opened this up, this line, through his messenger, through his servant, that we can come. We could come. We was not without the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord was rich and plentiful. The word of the Lord, it still is. And at the time, the crucial time in which we live, we could still come. Come. Whosoever will could come, save of the Lord. The word of God, we praise God for her. We praise God for her.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
We thank and we praise God for her and her steadfast, and we thank and we praise God for the work and the anointing that he has placed upon her life. We thank and we praise God for the strength of God that's in her, because it takes something, saints. It takes something every night to come to this line and be ready. Be ready to lift up the name of the Lord. And that's a great blessing. We honor the visionary minister, Annette Bradley. Yes, we do. We honor her. We honor the PNN advisors. We also, we honor the apostle Huggins and his the first lady. We also give honor to Bishop Tina and the First Lady, Mother Kara Jane. We honor her. We honor her with great honor tonight. We praise God for her and Apostle Taylor and the First Lady. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We praise the name of the Lord for Bishop James Randolph and the Pastor Randolph. We praise God. We honor the Lord tonight. Co-Pastor Sarah Heatherton. We thank and we praise God for those. For those faithful servants, faithful servants, we praise God tonight. We bless the name of the Lord for Pastor Gwen Bennett. We praise God. We bless the name of the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. The Bishop S.D. Jane, Apostle S.D. Jane, Prophet S.D. Jane, we praise God for him. We praise God for the work that God done in his life. He raised him up. We thank and we praise God for the word, the worldwide minister, the S.D. James Minister Association. We praise God, saints, worldwide. We thank and we praise God for him. We praise God for his legacy. We praise God for the word that he left behind. Remind me when Peter, and Second Peter, when he was, he urged the people. He was with an urgency to the readers to he was urging them, those that read the word of his writing, that put back in remembrance of things such as your salvation, virtue, patience, kindness, brother love, all these things that he was urging us to get this word, hear the word of the Lord, spend time with God. And we praise God for him tonight. We bless the name of the Lord. We for him that are those that is interceding on our behalf. We thank and we praise God for the work. The work is still going forth. The work is still alive and alive forevermore. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We praise God for each of you all tonight. We love the Lord, for God is great. And I tell you, he's greatly to be praised, saints. God is greatly to be praised. Yes, he is. And just in case you forgot to tell somebody about the prayer tonight, just in case you want to do a reminder, you can have them to call 339-209-6891. They can dial in. They can dial in if they want to be encouraged or listen just to hear the word of God, just to get them through the rest of the night and get them a fresh start for tomorrow, if it be in the Lord's will. If it be in the Lord's will. Because what we have is the now, right now. We bless the name of the Lord for each of you all tonight. We praise God for you coming. We praise God for those far and near. We bless the name of the Lord for those in the state. And the faithful one comes every night. We bless the name of the Lord for you all tonight. We praise God for you coming tonight. We thank God for your patience. Thank God for your long suffering. We thank God that you take the time to come. We just want to honor you tonight for taking out the time to come to hear the word of the Lord. And after hearing, then we apply it to our lives. We praise him tonight. We magnify the name of the Lord for all he has done and all that he is doing. Saints, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, God is still worthy of our praise. God is still worthy to be lifted up. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Can go in and be saved. No matter what happens, it does not matter, saints. He still will make a way of escape for you. Yes, he will. I'm not talking about what nobody told me. I'm talking about what I know. We just have to trust him. We have to trust him. Put our trust, our hope, and our faith got to be built in him, in the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith must be built daily, the word of God. We praise God. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We praise God once again. I would like to say once again for your faithfulness. And for those that listen in far and near, beyond the United States. But we bless the name of the Lord for you. We praise God for your coming. We thank and we praise God for your listening ear. We bless the name of the Lord. We pray that the word of God will prick your heart tonight. We pray that the word of God will encourage you tonight. We pray that the word of God will enlighten you tonight. We pray that someone tonight, catch hold, grab hold, and don't let go. And don't let go. Don't let go. No matter what it looks like. Don't look at the circumstance, but look at him that can solve the problem. And if he don't, one thing he will do, he will see you through. He will see you through. He'll get you to the other side. Sometimes we want him to get us out of everything. But we got to go through, saints. We got to go through. We praise the name of the Lord. We praise God for what he's doing in the earth. We bless the name of the Lord. We praise God. Tell them mercy. We magnify the name of the Lord for his healing virtue. We praise the name of the Lord for joy and peace. We praise the name of the Lord. He keeps those in perfect peace. If you let your mind stay on it. And the joy of the Lord is truly our strength. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord for your pastors tonight. We praise God for your pastors, your apostles, your prophets, your teachers, your evangelists, your missionaries, and the body of Christ as a whole. We just want to lift them up for the body of Christ as a whole. Many members, only one body. We bless God for you. We bless the name of the Lord tonight for you. We give honor, great honor, even to my son, Minister Nash, Derek Nash. We bless the name of the Lord for him and his congregation. We praise the name of the Lord. We just want to lift him up tonight. I praise God for my family. I do. I magnify the name of the Lord for my family, my children, my grandchildren. Oh, it's just another day, saints. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. My great-grandchildren, my in-laws, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I praise the name of the Lord for your children, your mothers, your dad, your sisters, your brothers. We praise the name of the Lord for you. And we love you tonight. We magnify the Lord. We don't intend to hold you long. We're going to go before the throne of grace because God cannot dwell in an unclean place. He won't do it. And where there is iniquity, God cannot. He will not. He cannot abide there. We got to clean up what we messed up. Ah, we got to start it all over again. Oh, God is the first, second, and third chance, God. But somewhere down the line, we got to grab hold of strength and overcome the will of our flesh. The name of the Lord tonight. We bless the name of the Lord tonight because we know. We know he's coming back at a people with a pure heart. A pure heart. A pure heart. Only the pure in heart going to be able to see him and see him in peace. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We praise the name of the Lord for you. We praise God. We praise God. For the Holy Ghost, we praise God for the Holy Ghost. We praise God for the way of righteousness. We magnify him. We lift his name up. And we're going to go before the throne of grace, and we're going to ask you all to go as well, and that you could go before the throne of grace tonight and just tell God all about it in the name of Jesus. Now,
the
Father
recording
God,
has started.
Now, Father God, we come just to tell you thank you. Lord, we come to lift your name up for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Lord, we come to say thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for salvation. We thank you tonight for healing. We thank you tonight, Lord, for a peace of mind. We thank you for joy. Father God, for food, clothes, and shelter. We come to say thank you tonight. We come to say thank you, Lord, for this just another day. Just another day that you have kept us, God. And Lord, we come to say thank you. Lord, this day that you have kept us, we still have a mind just to tell you thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your word. Yes, we do. We thank you for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. For you sent the word, God, to heal us. And we thank you for it. You sent the word to lift us. You sent the word to cleanse us. You sent the word to heal us. We thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to examine us thoroughly, God, in the name of Jesus. All you find is not like you, God. We ask you to take it out and strengthen us. Create, God, within us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus. For we know, God, no man can come into the Father except you draw. We ask you to draw, God, such that you would be saved. such as shall be added unto the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, draw tonight, God, from north, east, in the south, in the west. Draw tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are troubled in their hearts. Draw tonight those that are troubled in their mind. Draw to you, God, those that are bound by alcohol. Draw tonight those that are bound by drugs. Draw tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, draw tonight. Draw tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, save the lost. Save the lost, God. Heal, God. Deliver, set the captive free tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. You declared in your word that we come to you, Father. You in no wise cast us out. We come, God. We throw ourselves up on your mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus, upon us. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. A lot's going on, God. But you still, God. You still, God. Your eyes is still, God, in every place, beholding the good and the evil. God, in the name of Jesus, you know our end before our beginning. We come to tell you thank you for it, Lord. We come to lift your name up, Father. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord God, for your healing. We say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Are not our eyes, are not our ears to hear our heart to receive tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stir us up from the inside. Stir us up on the inside, God. Stir us up to good works. Stir us up, God, to pureness. Stir us up to righteousness. Stir us up, God, to walk on straight and narrow path. In the name of Jesus, lead and guide and direct our path in the way you have designed us to go, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, mighty God, forgive us all our shortcomings. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for every sin, God, known and unknown. Forgive us, God, that we committed and omitted. Forgive us, oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, God, for when we should have spoke, we did not. And when we should have, we were quiet. And when we shouldn't have been quiet, we was talking in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, help us tonight. Strengthen your messenger tonight. Encourage your messenger tonight. Send our first anointing to rest up on it tonight, Father. Send your word, God. Send your word, God. A prepared word for a prepared people. Send your word, God, that'll change lives. Send your word, God, that'll make pathways straight. Send your word, God, that'll make a crooked road straight. Send your word, God, that'll renew our mind. Send your word, God, that'll prick our heart. Send your word that will heal us of all manner of sickness and disease. Send your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, our ways can be pleasing unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send your word. Send your word, Father. Oh, we'll bless you, huh? We'll bless you. We'll bless you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, strengthen those that are weak. Build those up that have been torn down. In the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. Bless your people from all folk on earth now. In Jesus' name. Bless this ministry. Bless the visionaries. Of our hand. Bless God. Bless only like you can from all four corners of the earth. Every man, woman, girl, and boy, bless your people that holler out and call by your name. Even those have not come to you yet, Lord, but must come. Have your way now. Let thy perfect will be done. Send your choice anointing in the name of Jesus and let it rest in the midst of us this night, Father. In your son, Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we lift your name up because you're worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, we bless you, we love you, we adore you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory now, covered with the shed blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind its cross, the very will of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, let your word have free course. Let your word have free course. Bind it every foul and evil spirit, every hindering spirit, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless the man of God, bless the word of God, in Jesus' name. We thank you once again, Father God, in the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen, and amen. We thank you, we praise God for you all once again. We thank you, we praise God for our speaker tonight. He's no stranger to us. We bless the name of the Lord for his life. We thank and we praise God for his example in the earth. We praise God for the righteousness that he lived. We thank and we praise God for his life. His life. We praise God. We praise God for him tonight. Like I said, he's no stranger. He's not a stranger. He's one of the PN and N advisors. And we bless the Lord for him. And we love him tonight. We love him tonight. And we give honor to him tonight. And we praise God for the word that God has prepared, that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And we thank and we praise God for him. We're going to ask you to receive your brother, my brother in the Lord. We thank and we praise God once again for his messenger, his choice anointed that he chose to use on this night that the Lord has made. We thank and we praise God once again. We're going to introduce to some and we're going to present to others. Our brother in the Lord, your brother, my brother, and his messenger tonight, Minister Emmanuel Holmes. We ask you to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise for your brother, my brother, your brother, my brother, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Minister Holmes. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Amen, Minister Ali Booker. We thank God, amen, for you. Amen. We love you as well. Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. To each and every one of you on the prayer line tonight. Amen. We thank God that God allowed us to come together. Amen. Just one more time. Amen. It could have been another way. We could have been dead and gone. Amen. But God, amen, stayed the hand of death. Amen. To spare each of our lives that we may, amen, assemble back on this prayer conference line global. Amen. To hear from the Lord. Amen. How many of you want to hear from heaven tonight? Amen. We do give honor to, amen, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for being our Savior today. Thank God for being our keeper. Amen. Our strong tower. Thank God because I'm saved through the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Yet sanctified. Amen. And yet have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That with a burning fire. Amen. To continue to do, amen, the sweet will of our God. Amen. We give honor, amen, as was stated to, amen, our visionary and founder, amen, of this great prayer news network global. Amen. In the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Thank God for the works of her hand. Amen. Where the word of God lets us know where others have labored, we have entered into their rest. Amen. And truly she labored. Amen. And God began to, amen, produce this prayer line global all around the world. And we give God praise for his mighty acts. We give God glory for the great things that he has done because we know that this is the Lord doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, all our advisors as for stated. Amen. Those that, amen, are supporting the work of the Lord. Amen. Lending a helping hand to see to it that the work of the Lord go on. Amen. Realize that one person can't do it all by themselves. One person can't reach everybody, but it takes us together, collective people, amen, that have been called by God's name to reach a dying world in a dying nation in times such as these. So we bless God, amen, for this work, amen, for what the Lord is doing. Amen. Once again, thank God for, amen, Minister Ali Booker, amen, tonight, amen, hosting, amen, we praise God for you, amen, we thank God for you, Amen. And we just continue to pray one for another. Amen. That we can, amen, go on and be what God is calling us to be. But most of all, so that we can make heaven our home. Amen. We do give honor to all our leaders. Amen. That are on the line. To your leaders. Amen. To my leaders. Amen. We just want to just bless God. Amen. For who he has placed in our lives. Amen. To shepherd us. Amen. To help us to get from earth to heaven. Amen. We're on a journey, people of God, and we're trying to get to heaven. And we can make it, amen, with the help of the Lord. Amen. And this is why we're here tonight, because we want all the help from the Lord that we can get. Amen. We're not going to, amen, hopefully intend to be for you too long tonight. Amen. We want to just, amen, do what God say, do and move on out the way. Amen. No doubt some of you have been working all day. Amen. And no doubt some of you have to get up early in the morning. We do want to be mindful of your time and be considerate even of your time as well, because time is valuable. Amen. But the word of God, amen, and worshiping of the Lord, amen, is definitely, amen, most valuable to the believers. Amen. So we, amen, want to go into the word of God. Amen. If you have your, amen, your Bibles, we're going to ask if you would go with me to the book of Job. Amen. We're going to ask, amen, if you would turn to the book of Job. Amen. The first chapter, amen, of the book of Job. Amen. Very familiar scripture. We don't have nothing fancy prepared for you tonight. Amen. Like Thanksgiving time, amen, you have all kinds of dishes prepared. Christmas time, you have all kinds of dishes and desserts prepared. Amen. But tonight is just, amen, amen, a night where, amen, we're going to just bless God. And like I said, I don't have nothing fancy to be, amen, prepare for you tonight. Amen. But this is, amen, a word from the Lord. Amen. It's still a word from the Lord. Amen. The book of Job, amen, the first chapter, amen. And we want to pray, amen, momentarily. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your great people just to proclaim your word, oh God, just to, God, just to exalt your name in the earth. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will have your way tonight. Anoint these lips of clay. Father God, cause me to decrease while you increase, oh God. Help us to flow in the Holy Ghost. Help us to flow in the anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, let yokes be destroyed. Let hearts be encouraged tonight. Let souls be saved. Let souls be healed. Let bodies be healed tonight through the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let our faith be strengthened through your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare this and we count it done. In Jesus' holy, precious name, amen and thank God. Amen. If you have your, amen, Bibles, amen, go with me to the book of Job. Amen. We're going to read, amen, the book of Job, the first chapter. Amen. And the word of God reads, there was a man in the land of Uzziah, of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons, 3 daughters. Amen. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 sheep ass and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their house, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were done, were gone about, that Job sent and sacrificed them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thou be it, Job, continuously. In the 6th verse read, and now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fear God and eschew evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? He has not thou made a hedge around about him and about his house and about all that he has, every side, and thou hast blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. The 12th verse reads, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went from the presence of the Lord, and there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the ass feeding beside them, and the Sibrans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the seven thy servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he yet speaking, there came another also and said, Cherubims made out their bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I am escaped of the sword, and I am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and all are dead. And I am escaped only alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshiped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Amen. We praise God for the reading of his word. Amen. May God continue to, amen, add a blessing to us through the reading of his word. Amen. And tonight, amen, we're going to, amen, talk, amen, momentarily about Job. Amen. And we want to tie in with, congruent with, amen, today, time, even in our life today. Amen. And here we begin to read about Job. And let's know that Job, amen, was a man that feared God and eschewed evil. Amen. He was, amen, one of the richest men of the East. Amen. He was one of the greatest of all men of the East. Amen. It goes on to let us know that Job, amen, he was, amen, a father. Amen. His substance was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 5 yokes of oxen. Amen. And 500 sheep, had a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all men in the East. Amen. It goes on to let us know that, amen, Job, amen, he had children. Amen. It goes on to let us know, amen, and amen, I'm just kind of paraphrasing because there's so much, amen, history about Job. Amen. If you're not familiar with Job and his life, amen, I advise you, encourage you to read the book of Job, where you can become acquainted, amen, with Job's life. Amen. But we want to kind of, amen, kind of, you know, go here and there, amen, to get to the main point, amen, the moral of the story tonight. Amen. It goes on to let us know that, amen, Job, amen, amen, he loved the Lord. Amen. He served God. He lived for God. The Bible lets us know that he was, amen, perfect and upright, one that eschewed evil. Amen. He fled from wrongdoing. He got away from things that wasn't right, and he strived to please the Lord. Amen. And how did, amen, Job had children? Amen. But amen, his children, as they begin to get of age, amen, they begin to go in their own way. amen, they begin to eat and drink wine, and amen, they begin to just, amen, have a feast and party, amen, live it up, amen, and how that, amen, the Bible lets us know that, amen, Job rose up early in the morning to pray for his children, amen, because the word of God lets us know that because they sinned, the life that they were living, amen, it was not pleasing, amen, in the sight of God. And Job began to rise up early in the morning, amen, and make sacrifice, amen, to pray for his children, amen, hearted, amen, amen. And but as time went on, amen, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and walking up and down in the earth. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Meaning, amen, is he fearing God for nothing? Amen. In other words, Job is fearing you because, amen, he knows, amen, that, amen, he could get more things from God. Amen. This is what the devil, amen, was saying, amen, in response to the Lord's question. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught, meaning for nothing? Has thou not made a hedge around about him and about his house and about all that he have on every side, that thou bless the works of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land? Amen. So Job, amen, Satan began to even see how blessed Job was. Amen. And how that here, amen, God began to, amen, tell Satan, amen, I'll move the hedge. I will remove the hedge, amen, of, amen, that I have around Job. Amen. Just like us, amen, we have the blood of Jesus, amen, over our lives. Amen. That's why we got to stay under the blood of Jesus. Amen. He lets us know in the word of God, when I see the blood, I will pass over thee. Amen. That the Lord began to tell the Egyptians, amen, as, amen, Pharaoh was going to kill, smite, amen, the children of God. Amen. If, amen, God began to tell, amen, the Egyptians, God began to tell the people of God, amen, said that when I see the blood, I will pass over. Because at midnight, there was going to be a cry made. Amen. There was going to be, amen, the plague of death that was going to plague every household. Amen. Was going to come in and get, amen, the firstborn, amen, child, male child of every household. Amen. But God began to say, when I see the blood, I will pass over thee. And even, amen, today, we're living under that, amen, that word of God. We're living under that standard, amen, that the Lord has made even unto the people back then. Amen. About when I see the blood, I will pass over thee. Meaning, amen, us today, amen, when God, amen, he sees that we're covered under the blood of Jesus. He sees that we're striving to live right. He sees that we're striving to maintain the standard of holiness and do the things that are pleasing in God. God, amen, said when a man's, the Bible lets us know, when a man's ways please the Lord, it causes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. But how many of you know that's not going to stop Satan from trying? How many of you know that's not going to stop Satan from trying to, amen, buffer you, amen, and nag you, and, amen, torture you, and cause you to give up on God? Amen. And here, amen, God began to have a conversation with Satan and began to recommend Job to Satan. And God began to say, have thou considered my servant Job? Amen. And Satan began to reply, answer back to God, and say, yea, but thou hast a hedge around about him. Amen. If thou remove the hedge from Job, Job will curse you to your face. Amen. And God knew what he had put in Job. Amen. To know that Job was not going to curse God and die. Amen. But God knew, amen, what Job was going to do. Just like you and I, God knows. God knows when we're going to stand. God knows when we're going to deny him. Amen. Let's look at Peter. Huh? Amen. Peter began to say, yea, Lord. Huh? Amen. Amen. I'll die like thee. Huh? Amen. But I won't deny thee. Huh? But Jesus began to tell Peter, huh, before the clock crows, amen, three times, thou's going to deny me. Before the clock crows, amen, thou's going to deny me. Huh? Amen. And Peter began to say, nay, Lord, I won't deny thee. Huh? Amen. But as that clock began to crow, Peter began to deny the Lord. Amen. Peter began to curse and swear. Amen. And say, I don't know this man. Amen. The Lord began to, amen, Jesus began to look at Peter and begin to just smile at him and say, see, amen, I knew you were going to deny me. Amen. But when you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. See, Peter, he had a desire, amen, to want to, amen, do what God, amen, to please the Lord. But you got to realize at that time, Peter did not have the power of the Holy Ghost. He didn't have nothing to keep him. My Bible began to tell me, amen, when, amen, Jesus was brought, amen, to counsel before the men, Peter, amen, began to linger in the background, amen, began to linger and watch, amen, as the layman to Jesus began to go before council, amen, and how that one young girl began to recognize Peter, amen, began to say, surely you are one of them, amen, and Peter began to curse and swear, amen, and say, amen, I'm not, amen, and they begin to say, your speech even betray you, amen, even though you're cursing, even though you're swearing, amen, you've been branded, the mark of God is still on your life, amen, you can't hide, you can't run, from the presence of the Lord, amen, and hear Job, amen, God began to recommend Job to Satan, amen, and God began to know what he had put into Job. And Satan began to say, if you will remove the hedge, amen, from Job, Job will curse you to your face. And God began to let Satan know, I'm going to remove the hedge from him. Amen. His life is in your hands. His substance, everything that he has, amen, is in your hands. You may do what you want to do to him. Amen. But just don't touch his soul. Amen. God, he permitted Satan, amen, to do what it was that he desired to do unto Job. Amen. But there was just one thing that Satan could not do. Satan could not touch his soul. Amen. That was required by God. That was one of the requirements that Satan had to obey. Amen. He could do anything he wanted to do. Amen. To the servant Job. Amen. But he could not. He could not go over God. He could not go over God's command and touch Job's soul. Glory be to God. And God began to, amen, remove the hedge, amen, from around Job. And Satan got busy. Satan began to go to work, and we read in the passages of Scripture, amen, as amen, things begin to, amen, change, so fast in Job's life, amen, one day he was doing well, all of a sudden the next day, things begin to change, all of a sudden, abruptly, Job's life begin to change for the worse, amen, isn't that typical of our life today, amen, it seemed like when we just got it together, when it seemed like we just pulling things together, amen, and everything that seemed, it seemed to be falling in place, oh, but all of a sudden, here comes Satan, here comes that adversary, the adversary, the devil, amen, as a roaring lion, amen, walking about to and fro, seeking who he may devour, amen, because he know he had but a short time, amen, and Satan, he began to be turned loose, amen, on Job, and as we read in the passages of Scripture, amen, this began to happen to Job, before he could get over one situation, before he had time to grieve over one situation, here come another messenger, begin to come to Job, and say, Job, amen, this happened, Job, that happened, amen, said, I'm only, I only am, amen, alive, I only have escaped, amen, to come and tell you, amen, the bad news, that just like the devil today, he always got a messenger of bad news, he always got somebody, running so fast and so swift, amen, to spread bad news, amen, but amen, who's running, amen, to run, and tell the good news of Jesus, who's running, to spread the gospel, who's running, to bring glad tidings, huh? Amen, to the people of God, huh? And the messages begin to come, huh? One after the other, huh? Before he stops speaking, huh? Here come another messenger, huh? This must have happened, huh? According to the Bible, huh? About 7 or 8 times, huh? Even different messengers begin to come, huh? And say, oh, Job, huh? Oh, Job, this happened, huh? Oh, Job, that happened, huh? Even to the point, huh? Satan began, huh? To take Job's children, huh? Amen. They were eating and drinking, huh? They were feasting and partying, huh? Drinking wine in their elder brother's house, huh? Amen. But all of a sudden the wind came, huh? And blew the four corners of the house, huh? Amen. They all were killed, huh? And the messenger said, huh? I only am escaped, huh? Amen. And I come to tell you, huh? What happened to your family, huh? What happened to your loved ones, huh? Amen. Can you imagine, huh? People of God, can you only imagine, huh? How Job began to feel, huh? How overwhelmed, huh? Job was in his heart and his spirit, huh? Amen. After getting all this bad news, huh? No doubt he began to wonder, huh? Lord, what's going on, huh? No doubt sometimes, huh? We even begin to feel like, huh? Lord, huh? Amen. What did I do to deserve all of this, huh? Lord, did I sin, huh? Are you angry with me, huh? Are you upset with me, Lord, huh? Lord, what did I do, huh? For all this to come about, huh? Amen, and overtake my life, huh? My life has been turned upside down, huh? Oh, God, I've been serving you, huh? I've been living for you, huh? I've been doing your will, huh? But look at my life, huh? Look at what I'm going through, huh? Just look at what I'm experiencing, huh? And it seems like, huh? God has forsaken you, huh? Amen. And David began to say, huh, in the psalm, huh, oh, my God, huh, amen, hope thou in God, huh, amen, for I shall yet praise him, huh, who is the help of my countenance, huh, oh, soul, huh, why art thou cast down, huh, why art thou despondent within me, huh, hope thou in God, huh, for I shall yet praise him, huh, who is the help of my countenance, huh, you got to praise your way through, huh, even I'm reminded, huh? Reminded of Jesus, huh? When Jesus was on the cross, huh? Amen. When he was dying, huh? Amen. On the cross, huh? Amen. When they began to crucify the Lord, huh? But as he hung on the cross, huh? Just before he died, huh? He began to cry out, huh? With a loud voice, huh? Say, Eli, Eli, huh? Lema sabachthani, huh? Which meaning, huh? Being interpreted, huh? My God, huh? Why hast thou forsaken me, huh? Amen. Even Jesus, huh? At a point in time, huh? Hanging on the cross, huh? Begin to say, my God, huh? Why hast thou forsaken me, huh? Amen. That was you and I, huh? That was the flesh, huh? Crying out, huh? Amen. Because Jesus, huh? He hung on the cross willingly, huh? He said, no man taking my life, huh? But I lay it down, huh, for my friends, huh? Jesus said, yo, nobody, huh? Amen, nobody taking my life, huh? I lay it down willingly, huh? But even, huh, doing God's will, huh? He began to feel, huh, some type of way, huh? You know the saying, huh, that the world has that down, huh? I feel some type of way, huh? I feel some kind of way about this, huh? I feel some kind of way about this situation, huh? Amen. But Jesus, huh? Even on the cross, huh? Begin to feel some type of way, huh? Even begin to feel, huh? Father, where are you, huh? Amen. He began to say, Eli, Eli, huh? Lema sabachthani, huh? Amen. Which meaning, huh? My God, huh? Why hast thou forsaken me, huh? Amen. If you and I, huh, if we could be real with ourselves, huh, if we could be real with ourselves tonight, huh, amen, we've been there, huh, amen, we felt that way, huh, somewhere along that line, huh, we felt like, huh, Lord, what are you doing to me, huh, Lord, why are you allowing, huh, all of this to happen to me, huh, God, what's going on? Lord, what did I do? What did I do to deserve this? Lord, are you displeased with me? Lord, are you angry with me? Even though you know in your heart, you've been striving to please God. Even though you know in your heart, you've been doing everything you know how to do, to live right, to walk aright, but here comes trouble, trouble knocking at your door, amen, trouble, is plaguing your life, amen, soon, amen, one thing is another, it seems like as soon as you get over this hurdle, amen, you got another hurdle to climb, amen, somebody put in the words of a song, say, Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb, but I don't sing that song, amen. I want the Lord to move my mountain, Lord, move my mountain, move mountain, move, move on out of my way, so I can serve the Lord, move mountain, move on out of my way, you ought to speak to the mountain tonight, you ought to tell the mountain to move, mountain, move, move out of my way, don't tell it nicely, amen, but take authority, over that situation, and declare it, in the name of Jesus, and say, mountain, be thou removed, and it shall obey, glory be to God, you got the power tonight, the power's in your tongue, use your tongue, and speak to that mountain, use your tongue, and declare victory, over the situation, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen, and Job, he began to go through all of this, amen, Job was vexed, Job was overwhelmed, can you only imagine how Job felt, but my Bible tell me, amen, Job, amen, it let me know, and Job, Job arose, and rent his clothes, his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worship, amen. You see how powerful, Y'all, glory be to God, You see how powerful worship is, Amen. Instead of complaining, instead of mumbling or grumbling, instead of getting upset, Worship, Worship is powerful, There is power in worship, Glory be to God, There is power, in worship, Job could have been angry, Job could have been upset, Job could have been frustrated, But instead, Job humbled himself, Job humbled himself, and worshiped, Amen. Worship is so powerful, People, God, all you got to do, is go into worship, Amen. When the enemy, is attacking you, just stop worshiping, Lift your hands towards heaven, and say, Lord, I bless you, In spite of it all, Lord, I still praise you, Lord, I still trust you, Lord, I still love you, Lord, I still bless your name on high. I still exalt you. Worship. Worship the Lord. In the midst of your trouble. Worship the Lord. In the midst of the storm. Worship the Lord. In the middle of sickness. Worship the Lord. In the middle of disappointment. Worship the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. I know you're being tried. I know you're going through tests. Our faith is being tried. We're being tried in the fire, but people of God, he's going to bring us out as pure gold, glory be to God, God knows what he put inside you, he knows how much you can bear, glory, glory, hallelujah, my faith is being tried, my faith is well, I'm going through situations, but I choose to worship, I choose to bless God, I choose to still trust God, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, I don't understand everything I'm going through, I don't even know why I'm going through what I'm going through, but I may not know why, but I know who holds my future. I know where my help coming from. All of my help, David said, coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And Job realized all of his help, all of his strength, was going to come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Worship the Lord. Amen. I've got to move on so much into this message. Amen. Even Job's life, that I don't have time tonight. I don't have time to go into it. But the Bible says, in all that Job went through, he fell down, amen, upon the ground. He humbled himself. He fell down upon the ground and worshiped. That's all he did, worship. That's all you got to do, worship. Lord, I love you, God, I still love you, in spite of what I'm going through, in spite of my infirmities, in spite of my afflictions, in spite of the things that vex in my soul, God, I still worship you, I still lift my voice, and I still open my mouth, I will bless the Lord at all times, I will bless the Lord, at all times, in his praise, shall continuously be in my mouth. I'm going to have a yet praise. I'm going to do it regardless. I'm going to bless God anyhow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. So much in the word of God. Amen. You go on. Amen. Your wife said unto him, that thou still maintain thy integrity. Amen. In the second verse, amen. And then the Lord said unto Satan, amen. In the second chapter, amen. In the book of Job, amen. I'm just going to kind of skip through it because I don't have time, amen, to get into it all tonight. And the Lord said unto Satan, as I consider myself Job, there's nothing like skin for skin, yea, all that a man have will he give for his life, and touch his bones and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Amen. See, after all, amen, that Satan had done, amen, to touch and take away Job's substance. Amen. Job did not curse God because God knew what he had put into Job. Amen. And that wasn't enough for Satan. Satan went back when they began to present themselves again the second time. The Bible says Satan was in the midst. Satan came back again, and God began to ask Satan, when cometh thou? And Satan began to say unto the Lord, the Lord began to say, hast thou considered my servant Job? And Satan began to say the same thing, yea, I have, but you got a hedge around about him. Amen, you will only let me do so much. You won't let me go but so far, because you got him covered, you got him shielded and protected, that I can't get to him like I want to. And God began to remove the hedge again. And God began to say, Satan began to tell the Lord, skin for skin, bone for bone. Amen. If I touch his skin, if I get down into his bones, he will curse you to your face. And glory be to God. But God still knew. God still knew what he had put in Job. God put endurance in Job. God put patience in Job. God put confidence in Job. And God knew that Job was not going to be moved. Amen. Same way today. Do God know that we're not going to be moved? I shall not be moved. I shall be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. Glory be to God. But do God see that in you? Do God see steadfastness in you? Do God see you have a made up mind? That come what may, thick or thin, I shall not be moved. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us? Shall trials and tribulations? Shall pearl and famine? Shall nakedness sword? Shall height or depth be able to separate us from the love of God? Glory be to God. But you got to have a made up mind and say, I'll let nothing separate me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. I'll let nothing separate me, huh, from the love of God, huh? Amen. Sometimes the enemy, huh, he wants to separate us, huh, from the love of God, huh, which is in Christ Jesus, huh? He wants us to renege and renounce, huh, denounce our faith in God, huh? He wants us to throw up hands, huh, amen, and give up on God, huh, and walk away from the Savior, huh, amen, but stay with Jesus, huh, whatever you do, huh, amen, stay with Jesus, huh, through it all, huh? If you have to cry, huh, go ahead and cry, huh? If you have to weep, huh, go ahead and weep, huh? If you have to moan all night long, huh, go ahead and moan all night long, huh? But I know Jesus, huh, Jesus will fix it, huh? I know Jesus, huh, Jesus will fix it, huh? After a while, huh? Oh, yes, he will, huh? He's going to deliver, huh? He's going to come through for us, huh? Oh, glory be to God. That's what the enemy wants, huh? He wants us to feel like God has forsaken us, huh? That God has abandoned us and left us in this situation all by ourselves, huh? Amen. But that is a trick of the enemy, huh? The devil is a liar, huh? God has not forsaken us, huh? God has not cast off his people, huh? God has not abandoned us, huh? He's right there, huh? He said, when you go through the fire, huh, I'll be there with you, huh? When you go through the flood, huh, I'll be there with you, huh? The fire shall not burn you, huh? The flood shall not overtake thee, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Do we trust God like that, huh? Because of what we go through, huh? God is right there, huh? He's a very present help, huh? Even in trouble, huh? Psalm 46, huh? God is our refuge, huh? And strength, huh? He'll give us the strength, huh, to get through this, huh? He'll give us the strength, huh, so that we can bear it, huh? God is our refuge, huh? In strength, huh? A very present help, huh? He's always present, huh? He's very present, huh? He's going to show up, huh? And then he's going to show out, huh? When God show up, huh? He's going to show out in your situation, huh? He's going to cause men to know, huh? That I am God, huh? I will be exalted in the earth, huh? I will be exalted among the heathen, huh? He told you to be still, huh? And know that I am God, huh? You just be still, huh? Don't be so quick to run, huh? Don't be so quick to give up, huh? Be still, huh? After you've done all you can do, huh? You just stand, huh? I want to encourage you tonight, my brother, huh? You just stand, huh? I want to encourage you tonight, my sister, huh? You just stand, huh? I want to encourage you, my fellow ministers, huh? You just stand, huh? Amen, advisors, huh? We go through things too, huh? Amen, we got our visionary, huh? We got our founder, huh? She goes through things too, huh? But what we going to do, huh? We're going to stand, huh? We're going to stand fast, huh? We're going to stand on God's word, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Though God slay me, huh? Yet will I trust him. Glory be to God. Amen. And God began to allow Satan, amen, to touch Joe's body. God began to allow Satan to touch Joe's bones and everything. And we know the story, amen. Joe was stricken with, amen, boils, sores all over his body. So he took the spatula and began to scrape her, amen, and hot at the body. Amen. Bible lets us know that his flesh, amen, his skin began to stink, huh? Amen, because it was so infected, huh? The infection began to set into in his body that it began to smell, huh? And if anybody know anything about infection, when it's in your body, huh? Amen, and it starts running, it starts coming out, huh? It has a very bad odor, huh? It stinks really bad, huh? Amen, because that infection is in your system, huh? And if you don't get that infection out your body, huh? It'll flow into your bloodstream, huh? And once it gets to the heart, huh? That infection will kill you, huh? Because it's just that bad, huh? And that's what the devil want to do, huh? He want to infect our blood, huh? He want to infect us, amen, huh? He want to infect us with doubt, huh? He want to infect us with discouragement, huh? He want to infect us with unbelief, huh? He want unbelief to get into our blood system, huh? He want doubt to get into our blood system, huh? He want discouragement to get into our blood system, huh? Amen. Once it get into our blood system, huh? It's going to pump to the heart, huh? It's going to go to the heart, huh? And that's the wow, huh? We're going to spiritually die, huh? We're going to die spiritually, huh? because we stop believing, huh? We stop trusting God, huh? We stop taking God at his word, huh? We stop praying, huh? We stop fasting, huh? We got discouraged, huh? We got weak and we gave up, huh? Now we die spiritually, huh? We die spiritually, huh? And as somebody said, huh? Whatever you do, huh? Don't lose the faith, huh? You can lose a lot of things, huh? But don't lose the faith, huh? If you lose the faith, huh? You lost everything, huh? If you lose the faith, huh? You lost everything, huh? You can lose a car, huh? But you can get it back, huh? You can lose a house, huh? But you can get another house, huh? You can lose money, huh? But you can get more money, huh? Amen. But if you lose the faith, huh? You can't get it, amen. Amen. If you lose out on God, huh? If you lose your life, huh? If you lose salvation, huh? Amen. If you lose hope in God, huh? You lost everything. Glory be to God. Amen. And Job began. He began to experience, amen, his flesh, his health. Amen. His health was being attacked. Amen. Then, amen. Then his wife said unto him, does God, amen. Then his wife said unto him, does thou still, maintain thy integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaking. What? Shall we, amen, receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? Job began to ask his wife, shall we only receive good? Amen. Because you're saved. Some people think because I'm saved, ain't nothing bad supposed to happen to me. Because I'm saved, amen, this ain't supposed to happen. Because I'm saved, that ain't supposed to happen. Who told you that? Who told you that? Nobody told me that the road would be easy. But I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Amen. When I got saved, didn't nobody tell me every day was going to be sunshine. When I got saved, didn't nobody tell me that every day was going to be a bed of roses. Oh, they told me that you was going to suffer. They told me that you was going to go through things, huh? They told me, amen, that you were going to have high times, huh? They told me you were going to have low times, huh? They told me you were going to be encouraged some days, huh? They told me discouragement was going to come, huh? But what they told me, huh? They said, when these times do come, huh? You just stay with Jesus, huh? You keep on praying, huh? You keep on praising God, huh? You keep on trusting God, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But Job began to ask his wife, huh? He said, shall we receive good only, huh? At the hands of God, huh? Amen, and not evil, huh? Shall we not receive evil? Glory be to God, huh? He began to ask his wife, huh? Shall we not receive evil, huh? Amen. God is God, huh? He's in control, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Then it goes on, amen, huh? I'm moving on, amen, because I don't have much time to get into all this, huh? Amen. But it goes on in 11th verse, huh? Now when Job's three friends heard of all the evil, huh, that was upon him, they came everyone from his own place, huh? Amen. It goes on and says, huh? Amen. And they had made an appointment to gather together to mourn with him and to comfort him. Huh? Amen. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off, huh, they knew not. They knew him not. Huh? Job was in such bad shape, huh, that when his friends came to visit him and comfort him, they didn't even recognize him, huh? He had lost so much weight, huh? Amen. His hair was falling out, huh? His skin was just decaying, huh? Right before his eyes, huh? They didn't even recognize Job, huh? Because the enemy had touched him, huh? Skin for skin, huh? Bone for bone, huh? Trying, huh? They called Job to curse God, huh? But Job, huh? He maintained his integrity, huh? Towards God, huh? And my Bible tells me, huh? In all of this, huh? Job did not sin, huh? In all of this that he went through, huh? Job did not sin, huh? It goes on and says, and they lifted up their voice, huh? And wept, amen, huh? And they rent everyone his raiment, huh? And sprinkled dust upon their heads, huh? Towards heaven, huh? So they sat down with him, huh? Upon the ground 7 days, huh? And 7 nights, huh? And none spake a word unto him, huh? For they saw that he was in grief, huh? Amen, and very, amen. It was very great, huh? Amen. The Bible lets us know, huh, that Job's friends came to visit him. But when they saw Job, they began to weep, huh? Their heart began to, amen, feel heavy, huh? They began to feel sorry and remorse for Job, huh? Amen, because Job was in such bad shape, huh? Amen. The Bible says, amen, they came. They sat for 7 days and 7 nights, huh? Neither did they eat, huh? Neither did they speak a word, huh? They just sat there, but they didn't even have no words to say, huh? Amen. Just like today, huh? People, they come to comfort you, huh? They see you going through so much, huh? But they don't even have the words, huh? They don't even have the words to say, huh? They don't even know what to say, huh? They can't even, amen, comprehend it, huh? What it is that you're going through, huh? Amen. Some, amen, huh? Some have positive thoughts, huh? Others have negative thoughts, huh? Because if you read on down in the chapters, huh? Job's friends, when they did speak, huh? They begin, huh? To say, Job, huh? You must have sinned, huh? You must have done something wrong, huh? To receive, huh? This kind of payback, huh? But Job began to tell them, huh? Miserable comforts are all you are, huh? You come to comfort me, huh? But instead of comforting me, huh? You're miserable to my ears, huh? The words that are coming out of your mouth, huh? They're not uplifting me, huh? They're tearing me down, huh? They're not making me feel any better, huh? It's, amen, causing me to feel worse, huh? I wish you would not have even come, huh? You could have stayed where you were, huh? If this is all you got to say, huh? Negativity, huh? If this is all you got to speak, huh? Doubt, unbelief, huh? You could have stayed right where you were, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Job began to tell his friends, huh? Miserable coming are you all, huh? You're miserable in my ears, huh? The word that's coming out your mouth, huh? Is miserable, huh? I don't want to hear it, huh? I need to be uplifted, huh? I need something, huh? That's going to lift my spirit, huh? Amen. Get away from those, huh? That's speaking negativity, huh? That's always speaking down on you, huh? Get away from them, huh? Because they will kill your spirit, huh? They will kill your faith, huh? They will kill your motivation, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Get away from them, huh? Get them away from you, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Surround yourself with the word of God, huh? Surround yourself with positivity, huh? Surround yourself with life, huh? Speak life. Huh? Speak life over yourself, huh? I know it's dark, huh? I know you're going through a lot, huh? I know you're in pain, huh? I know you're suffering, huh? I know you're being tested and tried, huh? But speak life, huh? I shall live and not die, huh? God is going to bring me out, huh? God is going to renew my health, huh? God is going to renew my strength, huh? God is going to give me the victory over this test, huh? God is going to help me to overcome. I can make it with the help of the Lord. You got to speak positivity, huh? In the midst of the storm. I told the storm to go. I told the storm, huh? Storm, you got to go. You can't stay in my life. The sun is going to shine again. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. I got to move on. Amen. Come my time, amen. Amen, my time. Amen. My time is running out. Give me a few more minutes. Amen. I'll be closing. Glory be to God. Amen. And how then? We want to bring it up today's time. We talked about Job, huh? But look at your own situation, huh? Look at your own life tonight, huh? Amen. Just see all the things, huh? All the things that you have encountered, huh? All the things that you may be going through right now, huh? So many of us on the line right now, huh? If we ask each one of you, huh? Are you going through something, huh? We all can say yes, huh? We all are going through something, huh? Some are going through how they're going to pay their bills, huh? Some are going through, amen, health situation, huh? Some are going through financial situation, huh? Some is going through, amen, family circumstances, huh? Family situations, huh? Some is going through grieving, huh? Some have lost loved ones, huh? Amen. I'm reminded, amen. I begin to hear some of the testimonies, huh? Amen on Sunday night, huh? Amen, that testimony service going for, huh? I begin to hear, huh? Some of the testimonies, huh, of what the people of God were going through, huh? I begin to hear Sister Darcy saying, huh? Missionary Fan begin to say, huh? So much death, huh, was sweeping through her family, huh? Amen. This one passing, huh? That one passing, huh? So much death, huh? Till her heart was heavy, huh? Amen. She was grieving, huh? But she picked up the word of God, huh? She began to saturate herself, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? In the word of God, huh? So I picked it up in the words of a song, huh? Said, in the word of God, huh? I got a hiding place, huh? In the word of God, huh? I got a hiding place, huh? Amen. When trouble surround you, huh? Hide in God's word, huh? Run in God's word, huh? dive into God's word, huh? When trouble try to overtake you, huh? When you become overwhelmed with the cares of this life, huh? In the word of God, huh? I got a hiding place, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And she said she began to pick up the words, huh? And she forgot about how she felt, huh? Amen. I begin to hear, huh? Amen. Evangelist Gail say, huh? She began to testify, huh? Amen. That she was praying for others, huh? Even with this COVID situation, huh? Those that have been affected by COVID, huh? Amen. There's so many of us, huh? Amen. Our family members, huh? Even ourselves, huh? Some of us have been affected with COVID, huh? Amen. Family members that passed, huh? Family members on the ventilator, huh? Family members in the hospital, huh? Because of the spirit COVID, huh? Amen. But COVID don't have no victory, huh? God's got all power in his hand, huh? God is greater, huh? God is greater than COVID, huh? God is bigger, huh? He's bigger than your situation, huh? God is bigger, huh? He's bigger than your circumstance, huh? David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, huh? Oh, magnify the Lord with me, huh? Let's enlarge God, huh? Let's blow God up, huh? Stop enlarging your problems, huh? Stop talking about how big your problems are, huh? And tell your problems, huh? How big your God is, huh? Oh, how great, huh, is my God, huh? How great, huh, is my God, huh? My God is great, huh? My God is awesome, huh? He can move the mountain, huh? He can move the storm, huh? Keep me in the valley, huh? Hide me under his wing, huh? My God is awesome, huh? Awesome, huh? My God is awesome. He feeds me when I'm hungry. Oh, glory be to God. And I begin to hear Evangelist Gail say, amen, that she was praying for others in COVID, huh, that they may recover, that they may be healed, huh? Yet, amen, her family was being attacked, huh? Her family was being attacked with COVID, huh? Amen, her grandson was being attacked, huh? Amen, I've used these examples, huh? Amen, to let you see, huh, that we all are going through something, huh? We all, amen, are experiencing tests and trials, huh? Even hardship, huh? Amen, till we become concerned, huh? Amen, we begin, huh? Amen, to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy, huh? Lord, where did this come from, huh? Lord, when did this happen, huh? Oh, God, have mercy, huh? We begin, huh, to wonder in our heart, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Oh, God, I need you right now, huh? I need you right now, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Even as I begin to think about others, huh? I begin to think about our host, huh? Our visionary evangelist Bradley, huh? I begin to think about her, huh? Meaning nicely, me, huh? She began to get on the prayer line, huh? Amen. Praying for her mother, huh? Amen. She may be in the hospital, huh? But she began to, amen, request prayer for her mother, huh? But yet and all, huh? She didn't stop, huh? She didn't walk away from the work of the Lord, huh? She didn't forsake the calling of God on her life, huh? In spite of what she's going through, huh? In spite of, amen, of her, amen, situation, huh? That she's dealing with and facing with, huh? She's still determined, huh, to do God's will, huh? Amen, in spite of, huh, in the midst of trials, huh? In the midst of that hard circumstance, huh? Amen, huh? She got to minister to her mother, huh? Then turn around every night, huh, and minister to us, huh? I use these people as example, huh? Amen, others, amen, of you, huh? Amen, many of you have lost loved ones, huh? Many of you, amen, have lost family members, huh? Amen. Some of you recently lost family members, huh? Amen. It was a hard pill to swallow, as they say, huh? It was hard, amen, huh? I lost loved ones, huh? Amen. My brother passed, huh? I didn't know how I was going to deal with it, huh? A year later, huh? God took my father, huh? I said, Lord, huh? I'm not even saying it's over, huh? I'm not even finished grieving over my brother, huh? And now you take my father, huh? Lord, I can't take anymore, huh? But God knows, huh? He knows how much we can bear, huh? God knows, huh? He said he'll put no more upon us, huh? Than that we're able to bear, huh? Glory be to God, huh? What you trying to say, preacher, huh? What are you saying by using these people as examples, huh? Yes, they are examples, huh? I'm determined, huh? Amen, to trust God, huh? Know that they said within themselves, huh? I'm determined, huh? To seek the face of God even more, huh? Amen, I'm determined, huh? To fall down and worship God, huh? Oh, glory, huh? Fall down and worship God tonight, huh? Whatever you're going through, huh? Fall to your knees and worship God. Even if you have to do it crying, but still worship God. Lift your hands towards heaven and say, Lord, I trust you. It doesn't feel good what I'm going through, but Lord, I trust you. Glory be to God. And if I would leave a topic with you tonight, my topic would be, hallelujah, this means war. That would be my topic tonight. This means war. It's time to rise up in war. It's time to rise up and fight the devil back. People of God, it's time to rise up. What you mean? Let your faith rise up. Yes, I know I told you. Fall down and worship God. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But let the greater stand up in you. Let greater stand up in you. It's time, amen, to fight the devil back. Let greater rise in you. Let your faith rise up. Amen. Rise up above trouble. Rise up above disappointment. Rise up above sickness. Rise up above defeat. Rise. Let your faith rise and trust God. Don't be afraid to speak life. Don't be afraid to speak victory. Don't be afraid, amen, to speak what God put in your mouth. Speak the word over your situation. Declare God's word over the circumstances. Lord, you said, you will make a way in the wilderness. Lord, you said, this sickness is not unto death. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, you said it. My body may be racking with pain, but in spite of how I feel right now, God, you said I'm healed. Oh, glory be to God. I may not have money to pay my rent. I may not have money to pay my car insurance. I may not have money to pay my car note or my mortgage. But Lord, you said you will supply my every need according to your riches and glory. Oh, glory be to God. You said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. This means war. This is my message for tonight, my topic. This means war. It's time to rise up and fight the devil back. Stop letting the devil beat you up. Stop sitting there letting the devil black your eyes. Stop sitting there letting the devil take your faith. Stop sitting there allowing the devil to damn and tell you you're nothing, you're nobody. I can do all things through Christ. I am somebody. I'm a royal priesthood. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. All glory to God, and I shall shoot forth the praises of him that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Open your mouth and say something. Open your mouth and say something. Yes, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. All glory be to God. Family members going through. Your son is in trouble. Your daughter's out on the streets. But I will. I will bless God. I know God's going to save them. I know God's going to save my children. God is going to save my son. He's going to bring them off the drugs. God is going to save my daughter. He's going to bring her off that street corner. Oh, glory be to God. I never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed. Begging bread. You got to speak the word of God. I don't care how bad the situation looks. You got to speak the word of God. But what did God say? I know the devil's saying all kinds of stuff. I know the devil's saying it ain't going to work. I know the devil's saying you ain't going to never be healed. I know the devil's saying you're not going to be delivered. But what did God say? What did God say? God said, with my stripes, ye are already healed. With my stripes, ye are healed. I'm healed, because God said I'm healed. I'm delivered, because he came to set the captive free. Oh, glory be to God. I can see. He came to open up the blinded eyes. I was lame, but now I can walk. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Come on, open your mouth and say something. Tell God yes tonight. Lord, I hear you. I hear you, Lord. I hear what you're saying. This means war. Amen. The devil, the harder the devil attack you, the harder you praise God. the harder the devil come against you, huh? The harder you praise God, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? I vow to praise you, huh? Through the good and the bad, huh? I vow to praise you. Oh, glory be to God. This means war. People, it's time for us to rise up in war. It's time for us to rise up and fight against the enemy. Amen. Fight against that dragon. Fight against that liar. Amen. That's trying to destroy you. Amen. Not only, amen, is he trying to destroy your faith, but he wants to destroy you. Amen. So you can, amen, miss heaven. Amen. John 10:10 says, the thief coming not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and have that more abundantly. God is the life giver. The devil is the life taker. Amen. He wants to take your life. He wants to kill your soul. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. This means war. Amen. Tell the devil, amen, you can't have my family. Amen. Tell the devil, you can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. These are the things that God gave us. Amen. God gave us these things. Don't let the devil, amen, take it from us. Amen. Let me tell you something, huh? He may come and take your car. You can get another car. Amen. I lost cars before, huh? Amen. I had, amen, my car repossessed, huh? Amen. But I got another car, huh? Amen. I had a house, huh? Amen. But my house, amen, huh? I lost my house in foreclosure, huh? But one thing I got, huh, that you can't take away, huh? I got Jesus, amen, huh? I got God and his son, huh? And you can't take it away, huh? You can take my car, huh? You can take my house, huh? You can steal my money, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? You can hack my bank account, huh? You can do anything you want, huh? You can steal my flat screen TV, huh? You can do whatever you want, huh? But I got one thing, huh, that you can't take away, huh? See, the enemy's coming, huh? He's coming on our territory, huh? He's trying to invade our territory, huh? He's trying to take everything from us, huh? Amen. He ain't waiting till you leave home anymore, huh? He's coming while you're home, huh? He's coming to steal your stuff, huh? Right while you're home, huh? He's coming on your territory, huh? But rebuke him, huh? I plead the blood, huh? I plead the blood, huh? I plead the blood against you, Satan, huh? You will not come into my house, huh? And you will not disturb my peace, huh? You will not come into my house, huh? You will not take my joy, huh? You will not take my peace, huh? You will not steal, huh, what God's given me, huh? The joy that I have, huh? The world didn't give it, huh? And the world can't take it away, huh? The world can't take it from you, huh? Only way they get it, huh, if you give it to them, huh? But I'm not going to give you my peace, huh? I'm not going to give you my joy, huh? I'm not going to give you my love, huh? He's trying to steal the love of God. He's trying to steal your love out of your heart, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? The thief, huh? He's coming on your territory, huh? He's coming to invade your property, huh? He's coming to invade you, huh? Amen. He's coming, amen, huh? He disrespects you, huh? He's not even respecting you, huh? He disrespects you, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? Satan is violating you, huh? You've been violated by the devil, huh? But it's time, huh? It's time to fight the devil back, huh? This means war, huh? You begin to take on the demeanor, huh? Devil, I'm sick of you, huh? Devil, I had enough of you, huh? You crossed me up one too many times, huh? Amen. You came against me one too many times, huh? Now I'm tired of you, huh? I'm going to fight you now, huh? I'm going to fight, huh? If I go down, huh? I'm not going down without a fight, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? You got to get fed up with the devil, huh? You got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, huh? You got to get fed up with him, huh? You got to be tired, huh? You got to get tired of being sick, huh? You got to be tired of being in pain, huh? And you come against him, huh? You plead the blood, huh? Devil, you are a liar, huh? My body belongs to God, huh? God, you made me, huh? You know all about me, huh? You know how frail I am, huh? Lord, my life is in your hands, huh? He come against your finance, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? You get tired of being broke, huh? You get tired of poverty, huh? You say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, huh? I plead the blood, huh? God said we're rich in Christ, huh? He said we got to have all things, huh? All things belong to God, huh? The earth is the Lord, huh? And the fullness thereof, huh? Psalm 24, huh? For the earth is the Lord. thereof, huh? In the fullness thereof, huh? In the world and they that dwell upon it, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? You better fight the devil back, huh? It's time to rise up, huh? And fight the devil back, huh? Stop sitting there, huh? Stop letting the devil beat you down, huh? But rise up, huh? Rise up, huh? Oh, let greater rise up, huh? Let your faith rise up, huh? And speak life, huh? It's wartime, huh? This means war, huh? This means war, huh? Say that you mess with me, huh? One too many times, huh? You took everything I had, huh? One too many times, huh? Now I'm sick and tired of you, huh? I'm sick and tired of you, huh? I'm not going to run from you, huh? I'm going to fight you back today, huh? I'm going to fight you back, huh? In the name of the Lord, huh? I'm going to fight you back, huh? With the word of God, huh? I plead the blood, huh? I plead, huh? I plead the blood, huh? You can't have my family, huh? Leave my family alone, huh? Call back, huh? I plead the blood against you, huh? You cannot have my family, huh? You cannot have my friends, huh? You can't even have me, huh? I plead, huh? I plead the blood, huh? You can't have my increase, huh? God gave it to me, huh? You can't take what God gave me, huh? You can't have, huh, what God gave me, huh? I plead, huh? I plead the blood against you, huh? The blood of Jesus shall prevail, huh? The blood of Jesus, huh, it shall prevail, huh? The blood of Jesus, huh, is going to overthrow the devil, huh? The blood of Jesus, huh, it helps us to overcome, huh? We're overcomers tonight, huh? I plead the blood. You can't have my health. Satan coming against your help tonight. Plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You can't have my breakthrough. Amen. God delivered you. God, amen, set you free. Now the enemy wants to come back and bind you up. Amen. But I plead the blood. You cannot and you will not bind me back up. I refuse to go back to that place whence God brought me from. Amen. This means war. Amen. This means war. People of God, put on the whole armor of God. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Everything that is locked himself. Amen. That's what we're wrestling against. That's what we're fighting against. Every wicked imagination of the enemy. Amen. Everything that amen, Satan does to come against the people of God. Amen. We plead the blood against it tonight. Amen. This means war. You got to come to the point where you get frustrated. You get angry. You get sick and tired of the devil. You get sick and tired of the devil touching your body. You get sick and tired of the devil touching your family, trying to come against your family, come against your home, trying to disturb your peace of mind, trying to take your joy. He wants you to walk around sad all the time. He wants you to walk around like you're depressed. Huh? You saying, I'm saved. I got Jesus. Huh? Amen. But you only walk around with a frown on your face. Huh? Turn that frown upside down and put a smile on your face. I plead the blood. This means war. Oh, glory be to God. I'm just going to have to stop right there. Amen. Amen. When the devil crossed you up one too many times, amen, when you've been crossed one too many times, amen, something's going to happen. Something is going to take place. And most of the time it's a fight. Amen. When the person crossed you up the first time, you may overlook it. Amen. When they cross you up the second time, amen. You may, amen, your eyebrow may go up and be like, all right now. Amen. Amen. But when they cross you the third and the fourth time, after a while you say, enough is enough. I done had enough. I'm sick and tired of you, devil. Amen. And you be ready. You ready to fight. Amen. And that's the way it is with this Satan. Amen. Satan, you done crossed me up too many times. Amen. You done violated me one too many times. Now I'm sick and tired of you. Amen. This means war. Amen. And put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to just have to bring this message to a close tonight. People of God, be encouraged. Put on some strength. Amen. Isaiah began to say, take off the garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. Amen. All you got to do is fall down and worship. Fall down and worship God in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your test, in the midst of disappointment, in the midst of sickness. Fall down and worship God tonight. Amen. And watch God work. Watch God strengthen you. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand, saith the Lord of God. Yea, I will, saith the Lord. I will carry you through. I will keep you in the hour of temptation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because thou hast not denied my name. Thou hast kept the faith. I also will keep thee. Amen. In the hour of temptation, saith the Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. This means war. Amen. Rise up and fight the devil back. Stop letting the devil beat you up. Amen. Put on some strength. Amen. And fight the devil back. God is on your side. He will bring you out victoriously and give you the victory. Amen. This means war tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can we worship the Lord tonight? Can we worship the Lord tonight? Amen. Deliverance is in your praise. Deliverance is in your praise. Oh, healing is in your praise tonight. Healing is in your praise. Open your mouth and praise him tonight. Open your mouth and praise him tonight. Healing is in your praise. Can we unmute the line tonight? We want to unmute the line, and we want you to give God some praise. Your deliverance is in your praise. Your victory is in your praise. Oh, God, your healing is in your praise tonight. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Open your mouth and bless him. Open your mouth and bless him tonight. Fall down and worship God tonight. Fall down and worship God tonight. Oh, come on and worship the Lord tonight. In the midst of your situation, worship the Lord. In the midst of your trial tonight, worship the Lord. Worship him tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Your healing is in your praise. Your healing is in your praise tonight. Oh, glory be to God. God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. When you praise God, he'll move in your behalf. Oh, when you worship God, huh? When you worship God, when you go beyond the veil, go beyond the veil, amen. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there's pleasures forevermore. Oh, glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we worship you today. We worship you, Lord. Oh, God, we adore you for who you are. We worship you, oh, God, for who you are. Not just for the things you do, but just for who you are. You're God and God alone. Besides you, there is no other. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you tonight, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. Victory belongeth to Jesus. Victory belongeth unto the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, continue to strengthen your people tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Faith, huh? Help us to lay hold on eternal life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you glory tonight. We give you glory tonight. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, glory to your name. Victory belongs to the Lord. Victory tonight. Victory through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, God. We bow down to worship you. We worship you tonight, Lord. We worship you tonight, God. We love you, Jesus. Lord, I still love you. I still love you, Lord. I love you with all of my heart. I love you, God. In spite of what I'm going through, huh? I still love you, God. Huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, bless your name, huh? Oh, bless your name, huh? Worship him tonight. Worship the Lord tonight. Worship the Lord, huh? The joy of the Lord is our strength, huh? The joy of the Lord is our strength, huh? Oh, glory to your name, huh? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, worship the Lord. Worship God tonight. Come on and worship the Lord. Come on and worship him tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will bless you, Lord. I will praise you. I yet will praise you. I yet will praise you. I yet will praise you. Yes to your will. Yes, to your will, Jesus. Yes, to your will. Oh, yes, God. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. Yes to the will of God.
Yes, to your will, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship the Lord. I love you, Jesus. You're wonderful. You're wonderful, huh? Lord, you've been so good to me, huh? Lord, you're so good to me, huh? Lord, you're so good to me, huh? Oh, you're so good to me, Jesus, huh? You're so good, huh? Yeah. You're good all the time, huh? You're good all the time, huh? Great is the Lord, huh? And greatly to be praised, huh? Great is the Lord, huh? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Your praise is your weapon. Your praise is your weapon. Your praise is your weapon. Use your weapon tonight. Come on and give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You're so sweet tonight. You're so sweet. You're wonderful. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty God. Oh, bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. We just say thank you. Oh, in the midst of it all, we say thank you. Oh, in the midst of the storm, we say thank you. In the midst of the death tonight, we say thank you. In the midst of sickness, we say thank you. Oh, we say thank you tonight. Oh, we thank you, God. You said in all things to give thanks. You told in all things to give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the test and the trial. Thank you for the good and the bad. Thank you for the ups and the downs. We say thank you at all times. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, we thank you tonight. Yes, to your will. Oh, yes, to your will, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. You deserve my praise tonight. You deserve my praise. I give it to you tonight. I give you my praise. I give you my praise tonight. With my whole heart, I will bless you, Lord. With my whole heart, I will bless you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, God. In the midst of it all, God, you're still a good God. You're still a good God. In the midst of what we're going through, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the test, oh, in the midst of it all, God, you're still good. You're still worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun, your name is worthy to be praised. Oh, you are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. Oh, you are a mighty God. Oh, our praise is our weapon. Our praise is our weapon tonight. Oh, bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for victory tonight. Thank you for strength tonight. Thank you for courage tonight. Thank you for power tonight. Oh, God, thank you for uplifting us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you tonight. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you for strength tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for strength tonight. Thank you for strength tonight.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you for victory.
Thank you
for victory tonight. Victory through the blood of Jesus. Victory through the blood of Jesus. We shall overcome. We are coming out of the storm. We're coming out of the storm. We are coming out of the storm. Oh, we're coming out of the rain. Hallelujah, we're coming out. We're coming out with the victory. We're coming out victorious. Oh, we're coming out with the victory tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, have your way, God. Have your way in our life. Make us and mold us. Make us and mold us what you would have us to be. We trust you, Lord. We trust you with our whole heart. We trust you with our strength. We trust you with everything that's within us. And, Lord, we love you tonight. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. In spite of what we're experiencing, in spite of what we're faced with, we still love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, God. We let nothing separate us from the love of God. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Have your way, God, in our lives. Have your way tonight, Lord. Oh, God, do as you please.
God, do what you want to do in our lives. You know what's best for us. God, you are in control. You are in control tonight. And you know what you're doing. Work a miracle tonight. Work a miracle in your people's lives. Work a miracle for your people tonight, God. Oh, God, perform a miracle tonight. Perform a miracle tonight, Jesus. Perform a miracle tonight. Turn it around, God. Turn it around tonight. Turn it around, God, in our favor tonight. Oh, turn it around in our favor tonight. Open up that door that seemed to be closed tonight. Provide for your people tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the sick say I'm healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life tonight. We speak life over ourselves. We speak life over our family. We speak life over every situation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, make it all right tonight. Make it all right. Calm the storm tonight. Calm the storm tonight. Speak peace to that storm. Oh, God, speak peace to that storm tonight. In the name of Jesus. And the storm shall obey. Oh, God, the storm shall obey your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise him like you believe him. Praise him like you know you got the victory. Oh, praise him like you know tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We count it done in Jesus' name. Declare it in Jesus' name. It shall be well in Jesus' name. It shall be well in Jesus' name. It shall be well in Jesus' name. It is well in Jesus' name. It is well in Jesus' name. It is well in Jesus' name.
Yes,
oh,
is.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
It is well tonight. It is well tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is well. It is well tonight. It is well tonight. In Jesus' name. It is well in Jesus' name. We declare, we decree it. Oh, we could declare, we decree it tonight. In Jesus' name. It is well. It is well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And thank God. Amen. God bless you. Thank you to your hands, woman of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for the word.
Thank you.
This means war.
It means war. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We should have just what we
came for.
That song,
yes.
We bless the name of the Lord. He already knows. He already knows.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He already
knows. Glory to God.
All you have to do is reach up and pull it out. That's all you have to
do. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We ought to have it now. Yes. We We bless the name of the Lord for the message of tonight. We pray, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Thank you,
yes.
God. For him being our high power. I thank God. Yeah. I bless the name of the Lord. Ooh, I praise God. God for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yes.
Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. God, just what I
need.
From the
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God, just what I wanted from the Lord. Healing is what I wanted. Deliverance is what I wanted. Strength is what I wanted. Encouragement is what I wanted. Uplift is what I wanted. Salvation is what I wanted. Peace is what I wanted. Joy is what I wanted. Yes, sir. Thanks be to God.
Yes,
sir. Thank you,
Jesus.
God bless you. God bless
you.
Tonight.
That's a good word. God bless you.
Time. We already got what we needed. We got just what we wanted. Did you get yours?
Man.
Yes, Lord.
Through the word. He said his word.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Through his message tonight. We bless the name of the Lord. We praise God for that anointing that them came and broke and destroyed those yoke. Thanks be to God. So we're going to do something just a little bit different tonight. Just a little bit different because of time. Usually we ask if there be anyone that want to get a life to the Lord. You got just what you wanted. That was the time to commit your ways unto the Lord.
Yeah.
That was our time.
Amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
But we bless the name of the Lord tonight. We bless the name of the Lord, man of God. We praise God for you. And we've got just a few minutes, and you could do an altar call on, and then you can just do a collective prayer. And then we're going to just let you, let me do this. We thank God for you. And we're going to give you these numbers that where you can call in tonight for a copy. If tonight is tonight, this me war, then we can get a copy. You can dial 912-257-398-3918. Or, let me say that again. You can dial 912-257-3918. Or you can dial 678-608-7234 WhatsApp to get a copy of this word. A copy of this word. And share this word with someone else. We thanks be to God. We bless the name of the Lord for the man of God. And we're going to turn it over in your hand, man of God, that for the last word and do the benediction, take us on out. But Father God, we thank you. We praise you for your man servant. Father God, we ask tonight that you touch him, that you feel him, you restore his strength. Father God, we ask you tonight in the name of Jesus, make his way light, God. Give hope, God, sometime when we feel hopeless. And Father, we ask you to give strength when it seems like sometime our strength is failing. Give strength. Give love, Father. When he feels like, God, he's been forsaken. Give encourage, God. Encourage him when he feels like faint. Father, give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. When sometime he may feel foolish, or God, comfort him. Comfort him, God. When he may be feeling, God, alone in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Hope. Hope, God. When you may feel rejected. Oh, give peace, God, in the midst of any turmoil, God, that may be going on. In the name of Jesus, for Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, that let your face shine upon him. In the name of Jesus, that you be a blessing, that God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father God, we pray, God, we pray. Every effort that it will yield great results in his life, and that you fill his mouth with God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and with songs of victory in the name of Jesus, regardless what it may come up on him or what it may be going through. He says something tonight, Lord. We are more than conquerors. We're victorious. We're victorious. And this means war. We bless him now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless him, keep him, guide and lead him, direct him, God, in the path that you have set forth for his feet in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And God's fresh anointing rest up on his thighs. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God, no back man. Hey, cover him now. Cover him. Shield and protect him. In the name of Jesus, from the will of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. We turn it back into your hand, man of God, that you go ahead and let pray us out and have the last word and benediction, and we're going to shut it down in the name of Jesus until tomorrow night that you come back now. Love you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Man of God, Lord Jesus, bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Minister Booker. Amen. We thank God for you, and I'm in agreement with you. Amen. There ain't nothing else we can do. God did it all. You got to believe God. Amen. You got to, amen, rise up, amen, and fight the devil back. This means war, people, God. The devil's not playing with us, and we can't play with the devil. This means war. Amen. Rise up and fight the devil back. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for your word. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for strengthening your people. We thank you for encouraging our hearts. We thank you for giving us the courage we need to rise up and fight the devil back. Oh, God, prepare us for warfare. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We pray for this night. We give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, God, remember your people in a special way. Bless and keep us that we depart from this line this night, but never from your presence. Till we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. God bless you, people of God. We love you. We're praying for you. Be encouraged. Amen. This means war. So rise up and fight the devil back. In Jesus' name, be blessed. God bless you. Good night.
Thank you, Jesus.
I invite you to get a copy of it. I promise it will bless you. I'm going to have your kids hair down. Y'all ready? I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got data on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking everything, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. But this means war. Say this, please. Say this, please. Say this, please. Where my soldiers at? I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got data on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm walking while I pray. No policy attack, I won't turn. This means war. And it's me. And it's me. And it's me. It's a prayer you gotta pray. I plead the blood. There's power in the blood. Healing in the blood. I plead the blood.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.